B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party podcast, and today should be chock full of information as we haven't seen each other in over a week.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And normally when we haven't seen each other and we get together, we have a lot to talk about. And we talked about a lot on the air today, including, Roy, I think we should start with your trip down to Charleston.
Yes, I ruined a birthday surprise and I was dramatic.
So we talked about how you...
Pretty much sums up your life.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to know more about... We didn't have time on the air, so I want to know more about the birthday surprise.
Okay. So he lost... So Sterling's been losing stuff lately.
Pregnancy brain.
I don't know what the hell it is, but he's been losing everything. And he lost his keys. We're going through the entire house. And so I'm like, you know, I bet it was like in one of his pant pockets or something, and it's in the suitcase. So let me not only unpack, but go through all of his pockets.
What was he doing while you were doing that?
I think he may have been outside searching the grass.
Okay.
So you didn't tell him you were going into the suitcase before you did?
No, because we both were ravaging the home, you know, trying to find anything and everything. And he, when he came back, I found the present, and I honestly didn't even think anything of it because it was wrapped. I didn't know what was in it. I was just like, oh, it's probably for my birthday, and I moved on. And I didn't even bring it up to him because I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Right.
And then when he went back to his bag, he's like, you saw it, didn't you? I'm like, saw what? I was like, the keys aren't in there. He goes, no, you saw the present. I'm like, yeah, it's wrapped. He goes, yeah, but I had a whole thing where I was going to surprise you, and you were going to have a wrapped present in Charleston, and there was going to be a whole thing. I'm like, oh, well, how am I supposed to know that? I
just, yeah.
But hold on a second. You didn't see what the present was.
No, I didn't see it, but he claimed that I was supposed to know just by looking at the box what it was.
Did you know what it was? What was it, number one?
It was the AirPods.
Oh yeah,
and I knew exactly. I mean, I told him I didn't know what it was, but as soon as I saw it, I knew.
How did you know?
Because I asked for him.
Oh, so it wouldn't have been much of a surprise anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, no, it is. It is a surprise because he also got me a bicycle for my birthday, and that's pretty expensive. And you would kind of assume one would stop there,
right?
But he got me a bicycle and AirPods since I've been now losing all this weight.
Wait a minute! Whoa, whoa, whoa! He got you a bike?
Yeah. He got me a big bike, a big boy bike, a bike that handles fat people.
Well, like a mountain bike?
No, it's
your laugh afterwards.
Because it's the way the frame is built for like heavy, overweight people, and it has huge, thick tires and a huge steel frame, and it has a huge seat for your big butt.
Don't look what I'm Googling, buddy.
He's Googling bike for big people. Yeah, you have to buy, it's a Mongoose. If you want to type in, oh, down one, right there. The one that's red.
Yeah, this one. Oh, Dean's got a Mongoose.
Yeah, yeah, so it's a Mongoose, and it's for large, heavy people.
That's awesome.
So
I had a Mongoose when I was in middle school.
Yeah, you have to get the... you have to get the one with the big frame.
They have the best fat tire.
Mm-hmm. For the fat guy. Fat tire for the fat guy.
Oh, my God.
And so I got one of those.
Oh, that's awesome looking.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Have you ridden it yet?
Well, no, so get this.
Oh, I want Nicole, like, because we want to go riding.
He's been home for a few days.
So here's the issue. So it got shipped to Sterling in this massive box, the box of what you would think a bicycle would be. And when he first got a ship to the house, I was like, what the fuck is in that box? I had no clue what was in it. Because I didn't even think about it was a bike. And by judging by the box, you would think that maybe you just have to like screw the wheels on and that's it. You open it up, it's like 700 pieces. You have to put the bike together.
Really?
And so right now, there's like 500 steel pieces scattered throughout an
office.
What
do you have to put together? The handlebars, the
everything,
seat?
Everything.
It's just basically the frame?
No, you have to put some of the frame stuff together.
You got to do the chain and stuff,
yeah,
too?
You have to
do
that's
the a
chain.
Pain. You're going to have to go find somebody to put it together.
Well, we are going to hire someone because I told him, I was like, there's no way you and I are going to IKEA this and my ass break down and fall and get hurt on the side of the
Does
road.
Does he have a bike too?
No.
Okay.
No, just me. So we're trying to call all these bike people. And for whatever reason, mobile bike shops are the most unreliable people you've ever met in your life.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere. Mm.
But we don't have a vehicle to take the shit there and bring it back. We don't have a truck.
Take the KISS vehicle.
I guess I could take a station vehicle. But,
yeah.
So, no, he got me the bike, and then he got me the headphones. But Charleston was great. It wasn't packed, I think, because we went during the week and the fact that there was a hurricane.
I'd like to go back to the bike.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I know that you're ready to move on, and I want to move on, too.
I just know we have a time limit here.
Look. Yeah. Nicole's walking into the studio. I got a bike.
I know.
How do you know?
You told me when I told you about my accident. Look. I messed up.
Well, get on the mic so we can hear you. Oh, my God. What's
that? That's way worse than when I saw you.
What? Is that a bike accident?
Yeah.
Oh, Loren, she's got a big gash in her shin.
It's Nicole, that was a like a scratch when I saw you.
Yeah, that's going to be a badass scar.
What'd you do?
Last weekend, because Casey bought a house. So
not using me as a real estate agent. I'm not sure.
So, yeah, it's a nice house, too. So
the deal actually went through.
I rode my bike over there because it's 2.5 miles away from my place. And so I rode and, you know, did a little tour and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Well, we ended up just like sitting outside having a couple beers. Well, a couple beers turned into, you know, like 5 beers.
Sure.
And then it was time to go home. Well, I rode my bike, and I didn't want to bug her because she had been drinking, so I wasn't going to be like, ask, can I have a ride?
Right.
So I rode my bike home, and as I was going down like a hill, you know how sometimes when you go down a hill and you don't have to pedal, you just lift your legs off the pedals? That's what happened, and then I was pulling out my phone, my pocket.
Oh, you're doing too much going down a hill.
Right, to try and figure out, am I going to turn left or right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, like, oh, okay, I got to put my feet back on. Well, it misstepped, and then the metal pedal of the bike went into my shin, and my toe hit the pavement, which caused my foot to stop, and the pedal went up and in.
That drunk driver wasn't supposed to get hurt.
Yeah, so it was pretty like bloody and brutal. And then Roy came over the next day, and I was like limping.
And it did not look that bad.
But look, he's got this bike. It's
That's a badass bike.
Yeah, it's called for big guy. Best bikes for big guys.
Yeah,
I want to see it. Roy, send it to me.
Okay. And but I think we should do is you and I have always talked about it, and we've never done it. Is remember, I'm going to bring my bike down here. We're going to meet early before we go on the air and bike around like uptown.
Wait,
when it's like 71 degrees outside.
Before our show?
Yeah, that was the idea. Remember?
That was the idea. I agreed to that.
I was like, I'm going to park my bike. Then we'll go biking in the morning.
You're 100% right.
Because we thought it would be cool to bike the trail at night in the early morning.
I do remember this conversation.
So, buddy, you could join us.
Well, if you would come to my house, pick me up. Because I also need you to take me back. I don't have a
way. We can ride our bike here. It's only 4 miles.
Horseshit.
I swear. It's 4.2 miles from my
bike
house.
Again?
No.
And then bike again.
No.
Bike here and then bike again. And then
you know
start the real bike ride?
I ran for 30 seconds and I got shin splits. Okay? I'm not going to handle a bike ride that long. So I'm sending you the photo right now, Loren. It's a fat tire bike. But it, you know, and so we have to have the guy come fix it, and I can only stay within my neighborhood because I'm going to be too afraid to drive outside of it.
When was the last time you rode a bike?
With you guys years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Remember when bikes were all across Charlotte?
They were the scooters before the scooters were here.
Before scooters, we rode bikes.
We did. It was the city bikes.
We went to Dilworth.
Yep, we rode bikes to Dilworth, and
I remember we.
I don't know if I
did. You joined. You were with us when we went uptown.
Yeah, because we went to Fourth Ward.
That's it. You guys put me on the longest bike ride of my life.
We went up a hill.
I was done.
By the diner,
yeah,
remember?
We went up a hill.
And we left him on the way back.
Yes, you did. It was horse shit. I ain't riding with you guys.
And
you guys
then,
are actually bringing up memories. I ain't ever riding with you.
And then I took Loren. We went. Remember when we went scootering? And
yeah,
I took
you took me through a construction zone with my white pants on and ruined them.
That was when we were at the Knights. We were going to the Knights.
Oh, man.
I've had more pants, like brand new pants, ruined on this show.
You're right. And I fucked you up with lemon one time. You had leather pants, and I dumped lemon juice on you or something.
My leather pants, yep.
But my bike's pretty.
I love it.
It's a bright blue. It's a bright blue bike.
It's a Mongoose Dolomite 26-inch men's fat tire bike.
But it's not the black one. It's the bright blue because I love the color blue.
Cool, dude. Yeah, I'm excited for you. I want to watch you ride it.
I want to ride with you. I want to be...
Yay, look at Roy.
I like riding by. You're going to be clapping whenever you see me.
He did it.
There he goes.
Like a circus act. All right. So now back to Charleston.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're done.
Okay. Yeah. But you're going to need to come back with the computer because I got to airdrop you.
Yeah. We'll wrap up our rap party here in a little bit. Okay. So, because of the hurricane, you got lucky and you said Charleston wasn't as crowded as it usually is.
No, it was pretty empty. Especially when it can't, like, I pretty much felt comfortable dining in at most places.
Yeah, I saw you went to slightly north abroad.
And I ate outside there because that place was a little uncomfortable on the inside.
Snobs is always busy.
But then we were attacked by four flies while sitting outside. That was miserable. I mean, it's like every 2 seconds there's a fly coming near our food. And at one point the fly fell into the glass of rosé. And me being the diva that I am, I asked if they could bring us a whole new glass of rosé.
And?
They did. Meanwhile, we already had a bottle there. They could have been like, just pour more out of your bottle. I'm like, no. I don't want to ruin what I have. Bring me more. And they did.
And so the funny thing, too, is we talked about it on the air, is like Loren's friend or family member like runs one of the hotels that Roy stayed at. Mm-hmm. And so you got the red carpet treatment.
Oh, I got the Ren treatment.
Did you, Loren, find out that there were some issues? Did they text you or did you only find out when Roy told you?
No, I found out this weekend. So my sister-in-law actually drove to go see her mom in Blacksburg and she stopped here and she told me then.
I will say that I think the entire
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hotel knew about my issues. Not because of me.
Funny. She was saying, like, I think everyone's afraid of me because everyone was calling and texting me going, Bria, I'm so, so sorry. Don't be mad at me. But we had to move your VIP.
And let me tell you, they did treat me like a VIP. The moment I drove up, they're like, are you the guy from the radio? Meanwhile, by the way, the nicest hotel in Charleston, I pull up in a 10-year-old Ford Taurus. The guy behind me is in a Mercedes G-Wagon. And here's Overlay coming up. Here to stay.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you looking for the used car lot? You're looking to sell this vehicle, right? It's across the street.
And here I am. I'm like, do you tip? You know, because like if I tip valet, it's maybe $2, $5 max. I'm like, but when you're at this place, do they expect 10s and 20s? I don't know.
Right.
Like, this is a whole different class than what I'm used to. I'm in the richest place ever.
I know.
So I pull up, G-Wagon
and then
behind
plus
me.
People already know you're with the radio.
Oh, yeah. So
that's
think,
always a big thing when I go out.
They think that I'm probably rich, mm-hmm. you know. And then so they're guiding us through. They're really nice. The front desk was like, oh, you're our guest from Kiss Radio. And I'm like, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, that's me.
And they were so accommodating. That's at least one thing. And I don't know if they were accommodating because of Brie or they just accommodating because it's a really nice hotel. But like we showed up like at 9:45 wanting our hotel room and they made it happen.
P.M.?
A.M.
Oh. Well, oh, you guys got out. Well,
you did get the Star Trek.
Yeah.
You were ready to roll,
I was
huh?
like, hey, well, we were going to just take, because we had a video conference Sterling had to do. We were just going to do it in the hotel lobby. And they're like, no, we'll get you into your room. I mean, they.
Yeah, but what time did you leave here to get there at 9:45?
I was up at 5. I left here at 6.
Wow.
Yep. Left here at 6.
You wanted to do a full day.
No, Sterling had no. It was a whole other thing because Sterling on our vacation.
Why not do the video conference at home and then go on vacation?
Because we had already scheduled. Okay, you want to get into
the big gasp? If it's interesting, get into it. If it's not, I'm just curious.
We already scheduled a tour of the hotel at 11 a.m.
for the wedding.
Sterling had a video conference at 9:45, and he realizes, well, I can't do the video conference while driving down the road. I'm like, you can't. Well, I don't know how we're going to make it to.
Can he do it on his phone?
I don't know how we're going to make it to our appointment at 11 a.m.
I love you guys aren't even married yet and you have married people problems. You know what it is, Loren? I have noticed and I'm not even shitting you. This is a rap party exclusive. Are you ready for it?
Sure. Sure.
Ever since they've gotten engaged, their communication has gone to shit. You guys used to communicate
We're so good at it. And so...
Welcome to marriage.
And so we were like, well, then the only other way, if you have to be sitting down in a controlled environment for us to do this, is for us to arrive at the hotel at the ass crack of dawn. So that means we have to wake up really early. So, but they were super accommodating with that, pre-hooked it up.
Good.
And then we broke the room, and then everyone, I think, was afraid because I was trying to give Sterling every cue to go back to the room, and he was not picking up the cue at all. Which, if you don't know that story, here, listen to the radio. You'll know then. But it was great.
So, are we doing the wedding down there for sure?
Most likely.
Yeah.
We ran into some more issues than what we've had in previous years. And I would say it's just because of the climate of today.
Oh, okay.
You know, we don't love Charleston for its history at all. At all. Of course. Mm-hmm. There's no way you... I mean, that was like the number one place slaves came in through. Plantations.
The African-American fiance. There's a whole history.
Right.
But when we go there, at any other point in the year that we've ever gone there, it's not been about the history of Charleston. It's been because it's amazing food. You're at the beach. It's a fun city, right? And for some odd reason, every time we turn a corner, you're like, there's some homage to... there's something about slaves or there's something there. And you're like, ugh.
Ugh. I heard they're taking down statues, though, and stuff there.
They're trying. Yeah, I mean, it's moving forward. But then we were walking by, and some guy was going off because they took the statue off in the park. And they're like, I don't know why they need to take away the statue. And I'm like, well, I can tell you firsthand, who I have a black fiance, and there was at least, I can count three occasions, we felt uncomfortable, not because of what anyone said or how anyone treated us, but because of reminders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And... especially at, like, some of these wedding venues, like, we can't go to any, we refuse to go to a plantation. Like, we're not doing the wedding. Yeah.
A couple just apologized for their plantation wedding.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, when I was down in Charleston, we went on one of those horse and buggy tours, and the guy who was in charge of it, showing us the scenery, you know, like a sightseeing tour, kept saying, like, these are Civil War locations, and he kept saying, like, no one won the Civil War. That was his thing, was like, and by the way, I'll reiterate again, there wasn't no winner of the Civil War.
Dude,
and he was saying that because so many lives were lost that, like, there was no winner. But really, I kept saying, no, asshole, the North won. And that triggered slaves being freed. Like, I kept thinking that to myself. I was like, you know, and again, because so many lives were lost, there really was no winner of the Civil War. And I'm like, I get what you're saying, but no, there was a winner.
I think with the George Floyd and Black Lives Matter, I guess now we're more aware of those things.
Sure.
Because before, we would just go down to Charleston, and which, by the way, Charlotte is becoming Charleston. There's a lot of a lot more I'm noticing shared restaurants more than ever.
Oh yeah.
But before, we would just go have fun at the beach. And
our friend Chef Jamie Lynch, didn't he open up a place down there?
Yeah. Well, he opened up, well, there's Five Church, and then there's a
He was opening up his own restaurant or something.
Place down there. So, which he was there when I happened to be there, by the way.
So, overall, good trip. You got out of Mecklenburg County, which was nice.
Busy trip. A lot of venues.
I had to call Roy at one point and ask him something.
You called me in the middle of the hurricane. You called me as I was out in the middle.
That's the other thing about Roy, too, is he's always, whenever you call him, Loren, have you ever noticed that he's always doing something? It's never a clean answer.
No.
It's always like...
Yeah, well, just I'll check with them when I can. I'll ask them in a minute. Hello?
That's how he answers the phone.
Yeah. Hello? Hey, Roy. Hey, what's going on? Like, are you busy? He's like, well, I'm just, and it's never no.
No, it's.
Well, I'm just, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like in the middle of, like, I'm changing a tire.
Yeah, it's always something.
I got a buyer of a house on hold, and Sterling and I are looking at a venue, but what you need, bud?
I can squeeze you in.
So nice.
I can squeeze you in.
Yeah.
Would you call me? We stepped out in the hurricane because it was finally hitting Charleston. We walked outside, and our umbrella is broken, flipped upside down. Like
immediately.
Immediately.
Open the umbrella.
I can only think of how the doorman at the hotel thought how stupid we are with our Hotel Bennett free umbrella that we got in the room.
Immediately broke.
That was nice. They had umbrellas for
us. They had umbrellas for us, and we go maybe 10 feet, and it immediately breaks, and we get a walk back
in. Well, you're
in.
Just breaking everything, TVs, oh umbrellas. My God, I'm sure dude. You're going to get a bill.
Listen, I think the TV was pre-broke, okay? I think I nailed the coffin, nailed it into the coffin, but it was pre-broke.
Oh, man.
But then we had an Uber around everywhere.
How was the hurricane there? It wasn't too bad?
I've had worse thunderstorms than that. Yeah. But you called right in the middle of all that, of us trying to get in an Uber.
I know. And then I forgot it was your birthday week.
Yeah, you called me on my right at my birthday time. And you were asking me things about internet. And you were saying something that wasn't right. And I didn't have the mental capacity to break down on why what you were saying was wrong.
Yeah.
Like just technically. There's like technical things. I'm like, he's not saying the right thing. I don't want to get into that right now.
Yeah. I had spoken with a neighbor, and he...
And your neighbor didn't know
what
was up.
All right. And Ren?
Yeah?
No, it was all about me. Anybody else want to talk? We've been talking 20 minutes about me.
You went away. I saw you were up in Virginia Tech.
Yeah. We went up to see Dallas's mom.
By the way, I got a bone to pick with Virginia Tech. Maybe you can use your contacts to... Because I signed up for a 5K, and they... never sent me the information on how to perform the 5K.
Oh.
Well, when is it?
It was supposed to be yesterday.
I got nothing, buddy.
Oh.
I saw
my $45 back.
I saw the pictures of you and Cash and Elena.
Yeah, I took Elena. She had never been to Blacksburg, so I took her to campus, and I took Cash, Jax, and Elena to campus while Dallas spent some time with his mom.
That's fun.
Yeah. And we just kind of walked around and ended up having a picnic on the drill field, and it was cool.
Okay. Nice. And Loren and I were supposed to work Thursday and Friday of last week, but I caught my son's cold, and I told my boss, I was like, hey, I might have to work from home on Thursday. I have cold symptoms. And he's like, well, what are your symptoms? And I told him, he goes, that doesn't sound like COVID. And I go, no, I might be more concerned it was COVID if my son and my daughter both didn't have runny noses. But because they do, and my niece did, and I feel like they got it from my niece, I was like, hey, we passed it on. In fact, Amanda's home today because she's got it now. And we called my son's pediatrician to see if he should get a COVID test. And she said, based on the symptoms that we're telling her, she knows that there's a nasty cold strand going around right now. So
how confusing is that?
Right. So I ended up going. So my big boss, Walter, was like, Maney, the only way you can come back into the building is if you don't have symptoms or you get a negative test.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. So I knew I was negative. I went to our good friends at Better Med, and Better Med got me in, and I got tested with instant results.
Did
I waited
you get a
15
paper
minutes.
Copy? I never got a paper copy of my results.
Buddy, would you like to see it?
Yeah.
I brought it just for you. I'm showing them.
They just called me and told me.
They came out. They came out to my car and delivered that.
Did you have to get poked in the brain?
Positive's good, right? I'm positively negative. No, Loren, it wasn't. It wasn't poked in the brain, and it freaking tickled. I legit laughed.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
I was like, oh my God, it's funny. And
wait, what did they do?
They just put the thing in but they just do circles in your nose. Like, basically, they don't go up your nostril. They're just in, like, your area where you pick your nose.
I don't understand. Why are they doing that, then?
Because Bill Gates learned that you can get just as effective results by not... Like, any time you want to do a test for that, yes, you can go all the way back up in there and get the results. He determined to the FDA through testing that you can just do it normally in your nose, and you get the same...
Results.
And
but there's different labs that have to have different tests. That's the problem. There's not one lab that's doing all the tests, they told me.
No, so this is the rapid one, which allows for that type of testing.
I'm hanging my results on the wall in here, my negative test.
Like a test in grade school.
Yeah, it's like our refrigerator.
But it's so interesting about those tests, because now we hear that when you were talking about how the whole cancer system and that they don't want the cure because it's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
I don't really buy into that.
Yeah.
But I do buy into this. There's a lot of people who say that those rapid tests are not good and reliable. However,
accurate.
It's the companies and the labs that want those other tests, because you know that they get like more money, like the more days it takes to get it back to you or something
really?
Like that.
Really?
There's some.
So why would BetterMed choose to do that? You know what I mean?
Like, because it's better for the people. It's better for the patients. But Loren, do you know about that? Like, if there's a certain amount of days, if it takes 3 days, they get to charge more or something?
Yeah. So Florida just got into this. They were like reporting bad results because they wanted more funding. So they were just pushing people through.
Yeah. There's some weird stuff with that. The people who are against the rapid test happen to be labs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I got a negative test and then I came back. But I do have a studio set up at home and I am coughing a little bit in here and I'm still like a little drainy. But I mean, I never really felt sick. It was more like an allergy where it was just annoying, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't want to get Roy sick and I don't want to, you know.
No, because if I'm sick, when COVID. I say that.
COVID's next.
When I say that there will be a lockdown. Like, I don't think I'll leave my home for a month.
If you get a cold.
If I get a cold.
And for all of 2016 and 17, you were sick. Entire year. If you go back and listen to best ofs, you're sick no matter what.
Majority of the time.
What season we were.
Majority of the time. However, now, like, I'm not going to compromise. If my immune system's already crap, and then you give me a cold on top of that, I'm pretty much asking for COVID to come and get me.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
You're already, it's like, in other words, somebody swept your legs, and now you've fallen down, and now COVID could just easily creep up and take you.
And stab me in the heart.
It's fun. All right. That's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. 25 minutes, because we've been gone for the last week. We hope you enjoy it. I know Brian listens to the Rap Party. He tells us that, so shout out to Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
I know Paige listens. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who else sends us messages about the Rap Party. So many people. You listen to us in Montreal, Colorado. Didn't Nicole say that somebody from Colorado reached out to her? Rhode Island. And, of course, the Carolinas. Stay safe, everyone. Watch out for those aftershocks, Ren.
Okay, bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.